Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome to Mama Shar's house, y'all. Be prepared to laugh, cry, pee your pants, or puke, as you just never know what's going to happen. So sit back, relax, and find your frequency. Here's the woman of my dreams, Mama Shar.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to Mama Shar's house. Aren't you loving this August weather? Woo-hoo! Well, I'm a little late today to the party, so I'm going to jump right in here and connect you guys with my guest, Dejon Farrell. As you know, this whole month we're promoting the Be Great Conference. It's October 23rd through the 25th in Seattle, Washington. And Dejon of DejonSmiles.com is a speaker there, but she is absolutely what I would say a modern-day Wonder Woman. As you all know, at 64, I'm pretty much an overachiever for my generation. But baby girl, Dejon, you have me beat hands down. Are you on the line with me?
I am.
Awesome. Well, welcome to Mama Shar's house. And we're going to talk today about how you put together everything that you do in a short amount of time and so impactful. But first, I want to tell everybody about you. I'll read from her bio. It says, Dejon Farrell is a soul solution guide and speaker who focuses on purpose-driven living. She started by working with veterans with a history of PTSD from military sexual trauma, which is also known as MST. Soon after her teaching journey started, she started also working with entrepreneurs after finding a common thread between both audiences who were committed to service and driven to succeed. She facilitates workshops and helps provide guidance that challenges clients to shift from a place of complacency or indecisiveness to one of liberation and empowerment. As an active National Guard member for 13 years, Dejon has developed unique skills which allow her to navigate the regimented, mission-first mindset of the military to help her excavate and cultivate the wholeness and value that has always been a part of each of us. Learn more about how she can assist you in creating that safe place to restore that light within you at DejonSmiles.com. That's D-A-J-O-N. SMILES.com and over at soulabration.club. Don't get this mixed up, no dot com on this one. It's soul, S-O-U-L, ebration, ebration.club. You guys go over there and check her out. It's a very uplifting site, I must say. I enjoy it very much, very much.
Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, so anybody, you said you're a solution guide, mind, body, spirit practitioner. Could you tell us what those two things are?
Yes. So basically, people, you know, there's a lot of life coaches and a lot of these people out doing kind of a similar thing. But when I really got down to it, about what do I really offer to people, it was finding solutions. So when I talk about solutions, it's not like, oh, I have a problem and I need a solution. I need this in our head and we're trying to figure it out and we're like, oh, I don't know. And that's where indecisiveness comes in because we start to play this game of like, it's got to be one answer or the other and one might be the wrong answer. But with solutions, you're simply getting out of your head, tapping into your heart, which is where our truth resides, and just feeling it out and going, how do I want to feel about this? And within that space, there is no right or wrong. Like, you know, it doesn't mean that we don't make mistakes through life, but you're like, oh, that was interesting. I made that decision, and this is how I can learn and grow from that versus judging yourself and just being in that space of, I guess I want people to more witness their decisions versus judging them. And I found that to be very empowering for myself. And then I use different mind, body, spirit modalities. So I bring in meditation, yoga nidra, and different things like that to help people shift their mindset.
Awesome. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know, like I said before, I know an overachiever because I am one. Okay. So you're not just the solution guide, the mind, body, spirit. practitioner, you're a mom, you're active military for 13 plus years, you're an ordained minister, and you rock as a celebration clothes designer. I dig those leggings. I'm not going to lie to you. And this is just what I found on you. I'm not even sure of all. I know there was a fundraiser in there or something that I didn't pick up on, too. But you're a founder of an organization assisting veterans called Operation Synergy. Why? Mm-hmm. Where does all this passion come from?
It honestly stems from, we've all had those experiences in our lives that kind of transformed us. And I was in a position where I experienced a lot of abusiveness in my childhood, but also in the military. And I was in a marriage, and he was a great guy, but I was not whole within myself. And so I was stuck in this really dark, just depressed place. And I got to the point where I thought that my son, this was after I had been divorced, and so it was just me and my son, and I thought he was better off without me. I thought that being in that dark place and being a shell of who I was a burden on him. I mean, he was 5 years old, and he'd come home with all the joy and light and love in the world with those big, hugs and just loving me for who I was, and I felt like a burden. So I was struggling with some experiences in the military and not feeling uber supported with some of the leadership, and it just took me out. So after I went through that struggle, I ended up taking a bunch of pills, and I ended up hospitalized, and then went through the snowshoe and give you pills, and I didn't feel like anybody was really trying to get to the solution. Like, what was really happening within me that made me feel completely disconnected from my son and the world and made me feel like I wasn't worthy? So the why for me is that I want to help as many people as I can either get out of that place or never get to that place. And I found that the veteran community, there is a lot of pushing down of emotions. And, I mean, we have more people dying from suicide than we do from actual combat-related, deaths. So it's a huge issue. And so I thought, well, hey, I've got a good mix of being a soldier, but then also having that mind, body, spirit piece. And I kind of feel like I'm a secret spy for spirit within the military.
Awesome. Secret spy for spirit. I love that. I love that. Well, and I tell you, it's obvious from listening to your journey that the talk you're going to give at the Be Great Conference, October 23rd, 25th in Seattle, you're going to rely on all that life experience that we experience plus we learn, whether it's voluntary or involuntarily. There are lessons learned that we have to do before we can move forward. And I'm like you. I was abused, all right, and abandoned as a child. So I get it. I get it. But, I hear Kelly Clarkson say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger kind of thing. So, can you share with us a little bit what your talk's going to be like at the conference?
Yeah, my whole goal is for people to leave feeling limitless. I want them to feel empowered. And so I want to speak about, I want to get them in touch with their true selves, not all the labels that we attach to ourselves. Like as women, we're caretakers and we're mothers and we're givers and we're lovers and all of these things. And I want to get down to yes, you are those things. And yes, you are needed in all those capacities, but what do you want? Like, how do you want to feel? And I hear so many people, I ask this question at almost every class or workshop or anything that I teach. I ask people, what's the first thing you think about when you wake up in the morning? And most of them are like, they either roll their eyes or they're like, oh, I want to hit snooze, or oh gosh, I'm busy. What do I need to do? Like, I need to make the lunches, or I need to get this done. I got to remember to get gas on my way to work. And that's where we live in this space of being like a human doing instead of being a human being. And so I want to quiet the mind chatter and get down to the root of these beautiful women's souls. And what do you really want to do? And what do you want to feel? And how do you want to manifest your reality? Because I am so tired of hearing how busy they are. I get it. Like, you and I, we have full plates, but we're passionate about what we're doing. And so it's not
absolutely
like, oh my gosh, it's so busy. you know? So it's different. There's a difference between just filling your time up with space fillers, as I like to call them, and, you know, with social media and with everything that's happening. And even, you know, like cable TV, like people just zone out. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with cable TV, but if you're using it to, like, numb yourself or to check out because you're so overwhelmed and inundated because you don't get quiet with yourself and learn to love yourself for who you are. And I'm speaking that because I didn't love myself. So it's not from a place of judgment, but it's a place from you saying, I see you, sister, and, like, it's time to raise up because there's no more any room in this world for us to sit in that lower vibration and not shine our lights bright because we are powerful beings. So it's time to start being and stop doing. So that's a little bit of what I want to impress while I'm speaking.
Wow. Wow. Well, now I'm excited because I'm going to be there too. So I'm really excited now to see what else you've got going on. Because, you know, I wrote down here, what do you want to do? I can't tell you how many people, because I'm a baby boomer advocate, all right? I'm here to tell you that life can begin again at 60, okay? So I am drawn to your little whippersnap also in a different way, to educate, you know, when you're dealing with younger people, the younger generation than mine, I'm being proactive. I'm keeping them from making mistakes that I made by sharing my mistakes, okay? When I deal with baby boomers, I'm being reactive because our mistakes have been made and all those seeds have been planted and of doubt and all that stuff. So I get that, and I think the biggest question that I hear when I say, what do you want to do? And they say, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So that intrigues me when you talk about that in your, you know, in Seattle. It's like, oh, yeah, I want to hear your answer because I need something other than what I've been given out, you know. Well, I tell you that I did find that there was that you posted an article in Huffington Post, which you do often, so I encourage you to go. Are you under, is it Dejan? Am I saying that right?
Yes, Dejan, that's it.
Okay, Dejan. Okay, are you under Dejan Farrell on Huffington Post, or are you on Dejan Smiles?
It's Dejan Smiles on there.
Dejan Smiles. So you guys, go check out Huffington Post. She's got many, many articles over there under Dejan, D-A-J-O-N, Smiles, S-M-I-L-E-S. Go check her out. But the one that I was drawn to is How to Fall in Love with Yourself. And I love your YouTube meditation list. Go check her out over there, too. All right? And your posts, your videos rock. I'm a visual and an auditory. You know, I'm bi that way. Okay? So it's like when MTV came out, I was so happy. And my kids were teenagers. I'm the one happy. I'm the one picketing to get it in our home. Right? Not my teenage son, because I love to see the visual and I love to hear it. So on your website, DejanSmiles.com, you have not just great posts, but you have all these videos too, which I really dig. So there was so much there. I did, like I said, I liked How to Fall in Love with Yourself, but I liked your meditation list. I liked it all. But is there one nugget you could give someone that is struggling, that why solutions would be so important in their life?
Yeah, so one of the things that I found in my, journey as far as learning to love myself is I was looking for validation and confirmation and affirmation of my existence within other people. And although, like, I've had self-confidence and stuff, but I also had this huge hole that I was trying to fill. And instead of looking within me and going, like, what is going on with that self-worth piece, you know, which also leads to blocking us in other areas in our life, I was like, oh, I just need to find somebody who loves me for who I am because then I'll be whole. And we've all heard, you know, you can't unconditionally love somebody until you do that for yourself. And I went to this class with Sunny Dawn Johnston. She's an awesome teacher. But anyways, she asked the class, she said, how many of you love your children unconditionally, you know, whether they're human children or pets, you know, and everybody raised their hand, and she said, how many of you love your spouses, and, you know, unconditionally, and people kind of chuckled, but they raised their hands, and then she asked them, how many of you unconditionally love yourselves, and like less than 10% of the room raised their hands, and I'm like, what is going on here, like, where's the disconnect, and there's just this judgment that we're placing on ourselves. So I found that, and that's why I wrote that article, How to Love Yourself, because I'm in the process of, I think it's a lifelong thing. I don't think that, you know, it ever ends. I think you always need to be dating yourself, whether you're married or not. You always need to be taking that time. So I found out that I was in a lot of relationships. After my divorce, I went on like dating sites, and I always was just seeking that out. So anyways, I finally got to the point where I was like, I am not going to date anymore, like, or not anymore, but for, you know, I'm going to take a good while off until I can get to the point where I truly do love myself unconditionally. And that includes getting up in the morning, looking in the mirror, into my eyes, and reminding myself, you know, you are awesome. I love you unconditionally. And you're here to do great things. And then meeting with my chief spiritual officer, whoever that source creator that you speak with in the morning, and saying, where will you have me go? What will you have me do? What will you have me say, and to whom? Because then you're not sitting there feeling all this pressure to be all of these things. Like you were speaking about the baby boomers and like how it's like, what do I do now? And I've had classes filled with them, and they're like, well, I was a mother and then my kids moved out and now I retired, and you know, and they're attaching their self-worth to these labels or to these relationships. And then it's like that hole is still there. So I'm kind of rambling, but I'm super, super passionate about this topic.
I love it. I love it. And I want you to know that as far as the baby boomers go, what really triggered me is I was widowed after 42 years at the age of 60.
Uh-huh.
So one husband since I was 18, and now all of a sudden I'm 60 and there is no more we. So I've been in that dark place that I had to pull myself up, and you know, mine happened to be a bucket list that he left for me that made me realize that I couldn't do this bucket list from the couch. So that was my catalyst for Mama Sharp being born. But I read an article not long ago that the suicide rate for women 60 to 64 increased 28% over a decade. So that kind of set me on a like, why? I mean, I was dark. I was in a dark place. I get that. You lose a spouse you've had a long time, and my generation seemed to hold on to them longer than your generation, my children's generation, are holding on, you know? So it's like, it's not uncommon now for people to really be married in the 40 and 50-year range, where I'm not sure if my children won't, but I don't know about their generation will ever reach 40 to 50 milestone, you know, years together.
Yeah.
So it's like, I get that part. But the self-worth came in. It's like society tells you you're washed up. We're through with you. It's time to retire. You're 65.
Mm-hmm.
You no longer have value. And we soak that in. We believe that stuff, you know, and then the emptiness syndrome and then so many things. But when I was looking at that, I was applying it actually to younger women as well. I was a mother, a career woman of two children 10 and a half months apart. So I remember those days. And that's why I'm so passionate about it too, is because I want to tell you guys what not to do, what doesn't work.
Mm.
You have to find out what works for you, but I can definitely tell you what doesn't work, you know. So I so appreciate you coming on today. Where can we find you? What can we expect from Beige on Smiles? But for sure, before we get off this phone, I want you to tell me about Operation Synergy.
Operation Synergy is a nonprofit that I started to empower and restore veterans. We focus specifically on the PTSD and military sexual trauma aspect. That was a huge experience and struggle that I went through, so I want to help others. I also volunteer with Wounded Warrior Project and partner with them on different things. So we host retreats and workshops and all that good stuff, and our goal is to make it free for them or super, super low cost if we can, and just get them out and start that healing process so that they can shine their lights bright just as just as they did before they entered and everything happened. So restoring that beautiful light within them, that's part of Operation Synergy. But then also through Celebration Bat Club, that's actually launching at the end of this week. That will be featuring weekly speakers, various like free guided meditations, and it's just a spot and a platform for people to come and celebrate themselves. So that'll be coming out soon.
Awesome, awesome. Well, okay, does Operation Synergy have a website, or is it the ribbon website?
Yeah, operationsynergy.org.
Okay, operationsynergy.org. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, baby girl, it has been a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for coming on. I'm now all excited about your talk at the Be Great Conference, October 23rd, 25th in Seattle. Can't wait. And is there anything else that you would like to say before I hang up?
No, just thank you. Thank you for taking your experiences and passing that information on and just helping the greater whole become, you know, better and brighter. And I just appreciate you and thank you for having me on.
Thank you, baby girl. Be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there you have it. That's Dejan. I'm not even going to use her last name because she goes by Smiles. DejanSmiles.com. DejanSmiles.com. She has some great blogs and videos over there. Highly recommend if you've got any doubt, fear, anxiety. She works heavily with the veterans. She's active military, so she has very strong passion about helping them. So a lot of times PTSD isn't just military-based, if you will. We have trauma in our lives sometimes we just can't let go of, and it affects us. So, you know, go over there. I found it very uplifting, you know, and I guess as child abuse and abandonment, I do have some PTSD, but working through it if I do. But I did find her site, you know, really cool. And she has soulebration.club, and that's soul, S-O-U-L, E-B-R-A-T-I-O-N dot club, C-L-U-B. It's live now, but it's not, the content hasn't been up and running. So you can check that out in the next couple of days or even go there today. And her VA program that she has founded is OperationSynergy.org, OperationSynergy.org. So, again, thank you to Dejan Farrell for coming on today and sharing with us how important it is for us to love ourselves. You know, we always hear that. If you don't love yourself, how can I love you? Because I'm not really loving you. If you don't love yourself, then you really haven't got in touch with yourself. And so I'm loving the you that you're putting out and not the you that's inside. So I agree with her wholeheartedly. And I love, you know, her talk at Seattle. She took the buzzword, what do you want to do? Oh, my God, don't we all want that, you know? And she said she was a secret spy for spirit. I love that, too. All right, guys, it's been a blessing to have everyone listening. Again, my guest, I thank her for showing up and filling us up and making us curious about October. So before I leave, I want to tell you guys to pray for our nation. We are, you know, having a lot of problems right now with Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, Lives Matter, that kind of deal. I won't take stands because, to me, I understand where they all have their own passion base. But at the same time, I love everyone, and I pray for everyone. So as you go out this week, I want you guys to be blessed, be safe, and play nice. Good day.